when we're going to go live on Facebook. 2, 1. We are live, people.
Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about remove Joe Biden from office. He is batshit crazy. Call in at 203-321-3078. Tell us what you think. Now here's your host, Felix Andreoni.
Yes, people. Oh yeah, I like that applause. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We have a special show today. And we got the co-host in the house. Here's Ann.
Hello.
Ann gets two sound effects.
Oh.
Well, well, isn't it interesting? You guys on Podbean can't see my pictures up there on Facebook. You see them, Ann? What it says?
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Well, as you all know.
Yes, I can see them.
Joe Biden broke his ass going up the stairs on Air Force One. And when I watched that, I really felt bad. And it wasn't for Joe. I felt bad for the United States of America. Because look at what you bunch of idiots elected. An old, pathetic, senile man. That about sums it all up. The man is failing and failing quickly. This man cannot even go up a set of stairs, let alone run the United States of America. And then when Trump said something about him, he said, I would take him on, you know, in a race or something, who could go upstairs. The man's in dreamland. His mind is leaving him, number one. Number two, physically, he is shot and he does not and should not be in the White House. There was a doctor that came out the other day. He's been a doctor, I think, for 3 years or three terms. I might one or the other. And he came out and said there's something terribly, terribly wrong with Joe Biden.
Well, the whole campaign season, he campaigned from his basement.
Well, and the doctor is also saying, Mario's in the house. Mario.
I mean, his opponent was flying all over the creation, and he campaigned from his basement in Delaware.
It's a shame because he's not mentally or physically fit. He really needs to go. So some of the senators should ask for a total evaluation of this man, physically and mentally. And I guarantee you, he doesn't pass. He won't. He won't pass the test because he's that messed up.
Unless he's drugged to the point where he can pass.
Rona is in the house on Facebook. He'll never make it. He'll never make it. I guarantee you he won't be president probably in the beginning of the summer. I could see that slob of a vice president licking her chops right now. She was probably hoping that Joe was going down the stairs and not up the stairs. Because Kamala Harris is nothing but a pig, plain and simple. And we all know what she did to get her position that she's in today. She sucked her way into the White House, practically. If she wasn't with Willie Brown, she would have never been a prosecutor in California. And who the hell knows? She cannot wait to jump in that chair behind the desk in the old, what is it? The Resolute desk.
I'm hoping that Joe Biden steps down because she will be president. Is that better or worse?
Who?
Is it better or worse to have Kamala as president than it is to have Joe?
You know, I think it's probably worse, but Neither one of them. Mario wrote, I'm driving to get wings, but that shit needs to go. You know, I think President Trump should be given back the role stolen from him. And I agree 100% with Mario. You know why I agree? Because no one in their right mind voted for this asshole. I'm telling you, when they were on the stage, look at the numbers. When they were on the stage competing against each other, Kamala Harris and Biden, what did they get? 2 or 3%? Nobody wanted them. Mm-hmm. No one wanted neither one of them. And you look at it this way, Kamala Harris wasn't even voted in any, about anything. She was voted for nothing. She became vice president with no votes.
That's correct.
Because this jerk of an old man that's a filthy pig that likes little kids rubbing the hairs on his legs decided, let me have this woman as vice president. The same woman that practically called me a pig, a rapist, and a racial disgrace.
Well, he was courting the black vote and the woman vote. That was the whole point
of course
choosing her as candidate. That's easy.
Of course. Of course, because he's a slob.
And shout out to Eric and to Graber Talk, who both joined us in the live studio.
Hey. He's a slob and he's a racist pig. And this proves, listen to this pig.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand.
What a pig.
It get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down, so it was training them
pig.
Watch the hair come back up again.
Listen to Joe. Listen to
him. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What do you love?
And I've loved kids jumping on my.
What a slob. Who in their right mind would even talk like that?
I still don't understand the roaches comment.
I'm telling you why he mentioned roaches.
That makes no sense
to me. I'm telling you.
Tell me.
He's an old school racist, this man. And the reason why he said roaches, because he was addressing all minority children when he was talking about, I love kids rubbing the hair on my legs in the pool. Because he was around minorities. And he thought by mentioning cockroaches that he could relate to the people he
I'm
was talking
roaches
to.
Roaches like this that you pinch pot with.
No.
Oh, I see.
Mario from Podbean wrote, and then they are taping everything and no one has seen him in the White House.
That's right.
No one has seen Air Force One. They are flying on C-7s, I think, or charter planes. They film in Taylor Perry's movie studio. The statement alone you had should have disqualified him. Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know what's strange? If you see some of the video that's out there, it looks like it's green screened. And listen, I've been doing photography for a billion years. Mm-hmm. And I consider myself a green screen expert. We have a caller coming in. Hello, you're on the air.
Is this Felix?
Yes.
Hello, Felix. It's Hammer Time.
Hammer Time's in the house.
Please remove this guy from office.
Tell me, Hammer, what do you think what's going on? And let me explain to the audience. This is Joe Hammer, and he's an excellent drummer. Anybody out there looking for some music? He has a duet going on where Joe plays the drums and his partner plays the guitar. What's the name of your group, Joe, before you go
on? The name of the group is Ear Candy, my friend. I want to give a shout out to Felix, too. It's a great thing that you're doing, my friend.
All right.
We need more people like you getting the message out because these people have and are trying to this day to take our country.
Yeah, that's right.
I want my freedoms back, man.
Exactly.
Eric Kirk is saying that they've also addressed the same issue on the Slightly Serious Show.
But I like how you're going. I saw the number. I wanted to call you up. It's a great thing that you're doing.
Yep.
And keep up the good work. And it's Hammer Time.
So, Hammer, tell me something. Hammer, what do you think about the whole situation with Joe Biden? How did this How did this man get in office? Tell me quickly. How did he get in there?
They cheated.
And how did they do that?
Oh, my God. They it's all over the place. How does a man like that get 100 million votes? The man can't even stand up. Forget about the tripping. He can't talk. He can't do whatever. He's got the country tripping.
You're right about that. You're right.
The man that should be the president is Mr. Donald J. Trump. He deserves it. He kept the country right. What this man is doing right now is total destruction to the U.S. of A. of America.
You're absolutely right.
I appreciate you letting
All
me
All right.
Know
we got another call coming in, Joe. We got another call. Be safe.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Bye, Hammer. While you're answering the
Hello,
call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Eric.
Eric, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm driving home from the store and listening to your podcast on Podbean.
All right.
Well, I think with this, the last election, you know, I think it seems pretty apparent that the Dems, you know, stole the election and rigged it in Biden's favor. But
exactly.
But with the 2022 elections coming up next year, you know, my word of advice is, you know, don't be surprised or shocked if the you know, powers that be, you know, cook up another pandemic, thinking that they can bring back the mail-in vote system and try to throw the next election in the Dems' favor.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I've been saying this all along, that this pandemic is never going to go away because they still want write-in votes.
That's because they're frightened and scared to death of us.
Oh, exactly. And they know damn well if Trump comes back and runs in another 4 years, he will win.
Mm-hmm.
He will win.
You know, and like, you know, like the same basically goes, because, you know, they're scared they're going down. And I think they should go down.
Yep.
And be punished for the crimes that they committed.
I do, too. It was a travesty that what happened where they stole the election. Unbelievable. The minute I heard there was going to be over 100 million mail-in votes, mail-in ballots, yeah, I knew Trump was going to lose. I knew it. There was no way Joe Biden could have received all those votes from his basement. And like I was saying before, when he was on the stage with Kamala Harris and they were going at it with each other, they had the lowest percentage rate when they tallied up the toll of who liked them. They were horrible. Both of them.
Right. Well, 0 + 0 is still 0.
Exactly.
Well, and then, you know, and I find it very hypocritical of, like, Kamala, that she was, like, so against, you know, Joe Biden and the despicable things that he done, and then he turns around and, you know, picks her to be his VP running mate, and everything's all lovey-dovey again, like everything's all hunky-dory. But if you listen to that George Carlin education video,
yes, I did. And,
you know, if this show is rated explicit, you know, they're all giving each other blowjobs.
Yep, that's right.
well, politicians aren't called cocksucking liars for nothing.
Exactly. Let me get this other caller coming in, Eric.
Well,
great to hear from you, Eric.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Happy Sunday.
Hey, Felix, how are you?
How's it going?
Good, it's going good. I just want to say one thing because I've been listening in.
Yes.
Kamala Harris made the statement before the election that when they won, all the people that voted for Trump better watch out because they were coming for us.
Exactly. I remember that.
All right. Well, what they're doing right now with gun control, higher taxes, higher gasoline prices, cutting off the pipeline, all the things that they're doing is their way of coming after all the people that voted for Trump.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the way when she said they were coming for us, that's how they're coming for us. And if we all sit back and allow this to keep on happening, then we're all crazy.
Well,
we gotta speak up.
Yeah, we have to do something about it. I mean, I cannot wait till first thing we need to do is take back the Senate. And if that doesn't happen, who the hell knows what they're going to do to ruin this country completely? I mean, even if Trump does decide to come back and run in 4 years, this country might be so far gone that there's nothing left for him to fix. And that's what I'm worried about, because this man is just, he's batshit crazy, plain and simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no other way to explain it.
No.
And it's not just him that's batshit crazy. They're all batshit crazy.
Well, even the Republicans were turning on Trump secretly behind his back because they were jealous of the man. Plus, not only were they jealous of him, but he was there to expose a lot of bullshit that was going on. And we know there's a lot of that happening. What cracks me up is nobody cares about Trump's income taxes. Nobody cares about that.
Well, you got to get through the million wages.
What I care about is I want to see all the senators and all the congressmen. I want to see their friggin' income tax. I want to know on their salary, how could they become multimillionaires? What are they doing?
Well, they make the excuses that they write books and they do speeches and things like that. And that's how they make their money.
Yeah, well,
Where do you find the time for that if you're a public servant and you're supposedly in the Senate chamber at sometimes as much as 24 hours a day?
Exactly.
Where do you find the time to write a book?
Exactly. Eric from Podbean wrote, "Promises made, promises kept." That's exactly what Trump was doing. No other president that I've seen kept his promises like he did. And now you have this old senile jackass that wants to let every illegal alien into the country so they could flood the healthcare system, jack up the prices through the roof. I could only imagine when you allow 10, 20 million of these illegals entering the country, what it's going to do to the economy.
And you want to know how to stop that?
How?
I'll tell you how to stop that.
How?
Start beating up on your local zoning officers and insist that they crack down on illegal apartments in Stamford, Greenwich, Norwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Crack down on the illegal apartments, and you'll be getting rid of 70% of the illegals in this country.
Oh, exactly. Let me tell you, I had a side job once working for the water company where back in those days, they were putting in new water meters in people's houses with an outside remote. And I was banging out 10 a day. But to make a long story short, I would go into some of these apartments in Stamford. And there was this one man, I couldn't believe what I seen. He had the basement was framed out, and he made six little 9x12 units where he had entire families living on a hard floor. It was a rock floor with dust, and they were living that way. And the door.
I got one better for you, Felix.
Holy shit.
A guy from Burns Construction went on a gas leak on Wilson Street in Stamford.
Uh huh.
And they had to go inside a house.
Yep.
And they had to go in the basement of the house.
What'd they find?
With two police officers. 17 beds, and they were scattering like crazy.
Unbelievable.
That house burns down, and those people die, okay? And the country that they came from and their families from that country are going to be coming down on our country.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. So you don't crack down on things from the building department and get these illegal apartments under control. You'll never get the illegal aliens under control.
Well, do you agree or disagree that the whole reason for this leniency with immigration is to keep the Democratic votes coming?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's his sole reason. I mean, obviously,
Biden knows if the Democrats let them in the country, that they're going to keep voting Democrat.
Yep.
Because the Democrats aren't going to kick them out of the country.
And you see how everything's going, like he's saying, we're losing our rights, especially the freedom of speech is almost half gone already.
Yes.
If Facebook, Facebook and a lot of these other Twitter, I'll give you an idea what Facebook did to me. They've been blocking me like crazy. And I'm surprised my stream is still going on right now. Usually they cut me off halfway. But what cracks me up is someone posted, not me, gas prices a year ago when Trump was president and gas prices now.
Mm-hmm.
And some,
that was me, Felix.
Okay. And you notice they put down, they said that they put a block over it and they said that the president has nothing to do with the gas prices. And we all know this is bullshit.
Zuckerberg's full of shit. He keeps pumping money into the Democrat Party.
Exactly.
This starts in your local municipality is where it's got to start. And yep. I've had conversations with God knows how many people with the RT with the Republican Town Committee and people that are influential in politics around here. And they all say the same thing. Okay. If everybody's saying the same thing, then could Trump have been wrong?
I know. But it's so sad that they hated this man so much, even Pelosi, Schumer, to go to this extent to draw the country into a huge depression. In my personal opinion, they were working with China to release this virus.
Without a doubt.
Because I find it highly suspicious. Schumer, Pelosi, all the Democratic leaders never got COVID. Never got it. Because this is total bullshit, what's going on. Everybody's being whitewashed in this country. And the people that can't see it are the same idiotic people that cannot stand Trump personally. Because it's funny, when you ask them, even ask the Biden voters. The other day I asked someone, well, you know, since you voted for Biden, can you tell me, what has this man done so far that's really good? They can't even tell you what this man did in his 40-something year career.
Yeah, Felix.
Yep.
You know what? This is a guy that ran for president 3 times and lost.
That's right.
He's a 3-time loser, and he was a 3-time loser for a reason.
Exactly.
Okay? He was a 3-time loser for a reason. What they're all doing right now by doing the things that they're doing is, number one, coming after the people that voted for Trump. And the only way they can come after them is to hit us in our pockets.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing that they're doing is they're thumbing their nose at him by doing the things that they're doing, like that stupid guinea from New York, Cuomo.
Oh, that man's got to go. He's a murderer.
Here's a guy that sent people to nursing homes.
Yep.
Okay. When Trump had, 2,000 beds in the Javits Center and another 3,500 beds.
Exactly. And he used none of them.
Used.
Even the look at the ship that was there. I don't think they ever used the boat.
The Mercy.
No, they never used the ship and they never used the makeshift hospital in the Javits Center. He never used it.
I have a friend that worked in the hospital, Montefiore Hospital, when this COVID was really exploding and when jackass murderer Cuomo came on TV and said, our hospitals are flooded. Well, the friend called me and said, where's all the patients? He really didn't even see hardly any. At the time when Cuomo was yelling up and down, we're going to run out of space. He worked in the hospital. He said, I'm working on all the floors and there's like 3 or 4 COVID patients in here.
My brother-in-law is a funeral director. He was picking up the bodies in New York.
Yeah.
And when he'd read the death certificates would say, died from a heart attack, COVID.
Exactly.
The second cause of death was always COVID, never the primary.
Of course, because they get a kickback.
$3,800 right. per death.
Yep, $3,800 every time someone dies in the hospital or nursing home of COVID. That's what they were getting a kickback for.
And they pump that and they pump that money into the Democrat Party, just like the teachers union pumps money into the Democrat Party, just like the municipality workers union pumps money into the Democrat Party. Why?
Yep.
Because it's the good old boy system, and it keeps them working. Take a ride through some of the parks in Stamford, and you tell me if the good old boy system isn't in play. I posted two things today, okay? I took a ride through Cummings Park for the first time in God knows how long.
Oh, we were there. Did you hear that friggin' music? I was there.
It's absolutely, Cummings Park is deplorable.
Of course.
Amen.
You've got a billion, disgusting. You've got 1,000 illegals out there sucking down beer, smoking bongs, music.
It isn't even that, Felix. It isn't even that. The amount of goose shit all over the park, you
it's
can't
disgusting.
Even walk on the grass.
It's disgusting.
But you go, but today, I intentionally took a ride to Bridgeport. And yep. I intentionally drove through Beardsley Park
yep.
and Seaside Park. And both of those parks are immaculate.
Yeah, it's sad.
So let me ask you where the people that live in the city of Stamford, okay, have the right to thumb their nose at the city of Bridgeport when the city of Bridgeport, for all intents and purposes, is doing a better job than the municipality.
That's right. That's right. Michael from okay. Facebook wrote the COVID numbers are skewed. Total bullshit. And yeah, listen, Michael knows because he was working nursing homes with me. Yeah. And it's true. It's a bunch of bullshit. You know, when you look at the total numbers, 2.5 million people in the world has died of COVID. There's 7 billion people in the world. That's like 98.75 percentage rate that if you catch it, you will live. Are right. you fucking kidding me? And you're going to drive hysteria out there. The only hysteria they drove was all the suckers that believe Joe Biden won the presidency. They did this on purpose so they could send out 100 million ballots and shoot them all in Joe's favor. That's exactly what happened.
So, let me ask you this. What makes you, what reason do you think there's fences and military
of course.
Around the Capitol?
Of course. Because
they know they're pissing off 90% of the population, including people that voted for Biden.
Exactly.
They're pissing them off, and eventually, whatever happens at the Capitol is going to be a million times worse than what happened on January 6th.
Listen, I'm not condoning violence. But
neither am I.
I'm against the violence, but let me tell you something. There's over 300 million guns in the United States that are legal. Now, right. I don't know how many illegal weapons they are. Once you start messing around with people's right to bear arms, you don't. And there's over 1 trillion bullets out there, 1 trillion. You don't want to piss these people off. Believe me, because there's no fence, no National Guard that's going to help you.
No. And you see, the problem with that is, the people in this country, the majority of the people in this country know what the Revolutionary War was about.
Yep.
And they're not hesitant when it comes to losing their liberty and their rights given to them by the Constitution.
That's right.
And I don't believe that that's something that should happen. I hate to even think about it happening.
Well, you
because I hate to think of the devastation
exactly
that will go on. Well, it would be a horrible thing.
It would be horrible. And what would happen?
If they don't stop, there's people out there that, I mean, I'm not one of them, but there's people out there that will do stuff like that.
Well, listen, once you start taking everyone's rights away and you start messing around with the Constitution, you can start an Armageddon here. And the way Armageddon will start is once the citizens uprise, then once the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force start taking sides and going on the side of the people, then the government's done. It'll be gone. And I'm not advocating that, but these people need to wake up. That's in Congress. The senators need to wake up and realize what this idiotic jackass of a president is doing to this country.
Well, Eric makes a comment that Holly Weird pumps money into the Democratic Party. I'd be interested to hear from both of you who you think, in fact, the puppet master is.
George Soros.
He's one of them. Okay. And so
no, he is.
So
he
is Bill. So is Bill Gates.
Now Soros has got it over him because Soros has hated Donald Trump for decades.
Yep.
He's hated. He despises Donald Trump. And you have to remember, Soros is a product of Nazi Germany.
That's right.
Oh,
Soros is a man. And I know someone who worked at his house. I'm not going to mention any names. And mm-hmm. this particular person told me that what he saw when he was working at George Soros' house in Poundridge
yep.
was absolutely and positively disgusting to the point where he could not even.
Oh, I believe it. Corey Rock from Podbean wrote, "The puppet master is Russia." He says, "Look up the Communist Manifesto of 1963. And we all know, how Russia is. They want to crush us anyhow. So does
Putin does not want that. What Putin wants is Putin wants to do business with Trump.
Oh, probably.
China does not want to do business with Trump.
Well, listen, none of that's ever going to happen when you have Joe Biden calling Putin a murderer. I mean, how do you start a relation with a leader of the second strongest powerful country in the world and you call the man a murderer?
I think Biden's biggest problem is China. How about what happened in Alaska this week? It was deplorable the way that conversation went, and China's looking for a fight.
Putin's no angel, and you're right. China is looking for a fight.
Right.
China's looking for a fight.
People don't realize China has 1 billion people in their army.
That they have
a billion.
They have Joe Biden in their pocket because of what he did for their son. When it comes.
They've had Joe Biden in their pocket for
years,
decades.
That's right. Exactly right.
Decades.
So
they've had Joe. They got Joe Biden years ago, and now they got what's that other guy? Swalwell. They got him too.
Oh yeah, that guy's a jerk off. Anyhow, I can't stand him.
He's just, and you notice you haven't heard much from Maxine Waters lately.
Yeah, she's been quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised.
You really haven't heard a lot from Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and you're not hearing hardly anything from that idiot AOC.
Well, she's just a jackass. She needs to go back to bartending.
Well, you know what?
I heard she wasn't even good at that.
Here's my question on AOC for all those libs out there that think she's so brilliant. You graduated from Boston University in the top 10% of your class.
Yep.
And you graduated with an international economics degree.
Okay. Yep.
Supposedly. This is what my understanding. You graduated. What's the first thing? I'm going to ask the both of you. What's the first thing that a college student does when they graduate, especially as high in their class as she did? What's the first thing you do when you get out of college?
Get a job.
Yep.
You send out resumes to everybody, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you?
Yes.
I know people that, I mean, even back when I got out of school in 1975, I mean, the resumes were flying out. I mean, you were typing a resume every single day.
What did she do?
Well, if she was so good and so smart, why was she tending bar for 7.5 years after she graduated school?
I know. Well,
wanted to hire her.
She's a jackass. And she didn't get, how many votes did she get? 11,000 in that district.
Yeah, but she runs uncontested in that district. Nobody wants it in New York.
District 14. And then that's how she wins.
District 14 in New York is dead.
I think though the last time she did run against someone, I forgot the person's name.
Yeah, but he dropped out.
Yep.
He dropped out. Yeah, he dropped out.
And actually, she's winning because she gets votes because she's controversial. And a lot of people in that area like that shit. And she's just a friggin' moron, plain and simple. She's an actress. She's a liar. She said she was in the Capitol building when she was in fear of her life when they came in. Oh, give me a break, please, lady.
Yes, but is she bringing money back to her district?
No.
Okay, that's really what should be in bottom line. Is she looking out for the welfare of her constituents?
When you lose 25,000 Amazon jobs, are you bringing money back to your district?
Exactly right.
Yep.
Are you bringing...
Listen, we got another call coming in. Let me grab this because we're...
All right, Felix.
Listen, it's good calling, talking. Let me see if I could connect this person while you're on. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's see if this...
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Corey.
Yo.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why it wasn't working at first.
So you have Corey at Pondbeam and your other caller is on your phone?
Yes.
Good. Then you should be able to hear all three. Awesome.
We got all three on the line now.
Sweet. Glad to be here.
So what do you think, Corey? What's happening?
Man, I don't know. Like I said, it's just there's a lot going on right now in the world, and I feel like everybody's more focused on like who to blame and who's right about what than actually focusing on what we should be, which is shoring up things here at home and actually readying ourselves for what's really going on around the world. Like, you know, you've got China building military strongholds, like literally building new islands that weren't there, like creating new islands and putting military. No, you know, that's to me, that's, you know, that's an act of fucking war, really. I mean, they're exactly. Like, it's just.
They're advancing their strategic positions.
Well, they're mobilizing. Right.
So they're obviously preparing. Sorry.
Go ahead. Hello?
You know, you can go.
Go ahead. I think we lost one of the callers. Corey, you still there?
Oh, I'm here. I was just trying to let him go. I started talking over him.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Corey.
It's just, you know, it's worrisome, man. It is. And I just don't, it's a scary situation right now. You know what I mean? I feel like we're real close to a boiling point where things could get really bad. You know what I mean? And it's very scary to think about. It really is.
Well, you know, that's what I've been saying, and I don't know how much worse this is all going to get. A lot of people are not reacting right now because, you know, he's giving out money. People do need money that's out of work. He extended unemployment, which I think is a good thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing. That's how I look at it. The $1,400 is really no money at all. I mean,
if you really look at all the money that's been spent, though, I don't see how we can ever pay it back. It's not fiscally. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's going to collapse the economy eventually. All the influx of money we've been spending over the past year. Well, honestly.
Yep. And now, if you notice,
you can bring that in check. Okay.
Yep.
You could bring that debt in check if you have someone like Trump in the White House who's willing to go ahead and start to bring out all the natural resources in this country that he can sell to other countries.
Yep. Eric, okay. Eric jumped back in the line. Eric, you're on also. Well, you know what? The money can never get paid back. And now recently he was talking about another $4 trillion for a Green New Deal. And he's going to bury this country. Bury
it. That's the whole idea.
Bury it in
debt.
That's
the plan. That's the plan.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
I really do feel that way, you know. And it's a shame that so many people are supportive of that plan. You know what I mean, they can't. It's not too hard to figure out. Like, I'm not the smartest person in the world, you know what I mean. But looking at the facts of the situation, and if you know, it seems pretty obvious that that's what they're trying to do. You know?
It seems that way, and he figures by giving out a little money here and there, it'll shut people up for now. But, you know, when you start making people dependent on the government, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. But I think people are going to start getting pissed off once everything, all the prices start going through the roof. The gas, I predicted the gasoline will be $5.56 by the summertime. I might be wrong. It might be more than that. In our area, it's already $3.
If gas is $5.56 by summertime, diesel fuel will be $7 to $8. And the cost of your food and everything else that you use in your home,
yep,
will be through the roof.
Oh, exactly. It's going to happen. Hey, Eric, are you on? Eric, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I don't think you can hear me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're in.
I think what y'all are describing right there with the price of consumer goods going up, that's called inflation.
Yeah.
And I have said this like previously on one of your previous shows that with our debt crisis that even Paul Ryan, whom I'm not a fan of, said that, you know, letting our, you know, debt crisis go to hell in a handbasket is a national security nightmare waiting to happen. And that they like to report that our national debt is in the range of like $30 trillion. But what they're failing to report is that doesn't include unfunded liabilities and the interest that accrues on our debt over time. So I think our real debt is somewhere in the area of at least $100 trillion to $110 trillion, or if not $120 trillion, give or take.
Yeah.
Which that kind of money didn't even exist, you know, a short while ago. It is really, you know what I mean?
Like, and then you don't have like gold or silver, you know, backing our currency, which this year, of course, marks the 50th anniversary when Nixon and Congress at that time took us off the gold standard.
Yep.
But at some point, the you know, countries that we're borrowing money from, like China and Russia, they're gonna want you know, America to pay up or else, because there's going to come that day. They're going to be telling us to pony up, even if we continue to raise our debt ceiling higher and higher.
It doesn't look good. That's
yeah,
for
but
sure.
Trump was in the process of reversing all of that.
I believe so.
If you paid attention to what he was doing economically, he was in the process of reversing. He would have, given another 4 years, he would have reversed all of that, where China wouldn't come looking to us to pay them back. They'd be paying us for the things we produce. Same thing happens with Russia. That's why Putin was so light on Trump. And that's why Putin wanted to be friends with Trump.
Yeah.
Because Putin knew that, yes, Putin is a warrior. There's no two ways about it. And he may even be a killer. I don't know. Okay? He could be a nice guy. I don't know. But the plain fact of the matter is,
yeah, we don't know Putin's heart and soul. Yeah. The only person who knows Putin's heart and soul is God.
He knew that Trump, from a financial standpoint, would bury him.
Yeah.
Economically, yeah. Trump had it all over him, and he knew that. That's why he was willing to play the game with Trump, where the Chinese weren't willing to do that. And then Trump was backing the Chinese into a corner with the tariffs and all of that, okay, where he was going to end up getting all the money that we owe China. He would have got it all back.
Yeah.
Because China would have been dependent on us instead of us being dependent on China. Okay?
So what do you guys see for the future of the United States?
Devastation if we don't do something soon.
Yeah. I'm afraid that it's too far gone, man. You know what I mean? It's a shame to have the mindset that I've had over the past few months, but it really, I'm just being realistic. I mean, I don't see, it has to be something drastic to happen to reverse the course that we're heading down right now, honestly.
Well, they said the same thing right before the Revolutionary War.
Right.
That was the general consensus right before the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we'll never get out from underneath the Queen.
Let me ask you guys a question. If Biden steps down because of his physical ability and his mental ability, and Kamala Harris takes over, what do you think she'll do? Do you think she would make things worse for the country or better?
She'll go further left than he went.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah. The word is she's way more radical than Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
I think they're she's
a bit of a wild card, because all presidents are puppets, right? All politicians at high levels are puppets for someone.
Well, you know, you can't just like run for office like you're alluding to. You have to be groomed for it. In other words, yeah.
Well, that's why they hated Trump, because he was an outsider. He didn't go through that process.
Well, and you know, exactly. and Trump is also unapologetically unfiltered. You know, it's like whether you love the guy or hated the guy, he could give two shits what you think. And he could also give two shits, about what come out of his mouth. He didn't care if he offended you.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying, and I've always said on these podcasts, I'm wondering if there's going to be anything left for Trump to come back to try to fix after they get through with the United States.
Well, at the same time, he could already be grooming a couple of good governors to run for president in 2024 if he doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like Ron DeSantis of Florida and Kristi Noem of South Dakota. I think those are two names to be on the lookout for.
I see Noem as a VP candidate for whoever ends up. You're
right about that, Corey.
Go ahead, Corey.
Well, I think you're going to see DeSantis run.
He's Florida, Governor Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think you're going to see DeSantis run. And personally, I think the downfall of Andrew Cuomo is just the prelude to the downfall of the Democrat Party.
Oh, and the Newsom recall out in California too. Don't forget about that.
Yes.
Andrew Cuomo is a big name in the Democrat Party, and the Cuomo name has been associated with the Democrat Party.
You're right about that. And they took a poll, and it's all like 50% the people that live in New York still want Cuomo to stay.
Despite all these charges.
They don't care.
That just recently changed.
Did it? Did it go much lower?
43% want him to step down.
Oh.
Well, let's hope the people of New York are finally getting woke to what's happening.
You know what? I believe every single person, every single woman that came forward against him, he's a pig. And yeah. I know people personally that worked in the office, one person, and said all he hired was beautiful women. And he has some kind of fetish, too, with high heel shoes on women. And he always asked them to wear them to work.
Well, what's going on in New York is really sad. Anybody who can afford to leave is leaving or has left. So what you're going to be left with is in New York and California, for that matter. There's huge exodus real estate-wise. People leaving that state are these giant Democratic strongholds.
Yep.
So,
well, they have to open everything up.
It's too late for those two states.
I mean, all the states really need to open everything up. Yeah. Wear a mask and stay 6 feet away from people, but open everything up. This is ridiculous now.
It's too late for those states.
Well, they're going to bury these states in the ground completely. Completely.
Well, they're going to be filled with illegal aliens who can vote, I suppose. I'm not sure. It's a very interesting shift going on in this country. It's like never before. The demographics are changing drastically.
That's a shame.
That's why Nevada voted, Democratic. That's a stronghold for the Republican Party. It'll be interesting to see how it all ends up. Texas, stronghold for the Republican Party, with all the illegals who are now going to be able to vote. We'll see how it goes. It's really quite a few things in play on the electoral stage.
That's where I want to move, is to Texas.
Really?
Yeah. Right on the border, so I could shoot them while they're coming over.
We don't have the time to wait and see.
Right.
There is the time for wait and see is over.
I know.
Okay. The conservatives in this country, and I strongly use the word conservative, not Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I firmly believe that the problem in government is not Republican or Democrat. It's career or non-career politicians.
Exactly. That's why they need term limits. They need term limits.
You get a guy like Jim Jordan out of Ohio, this guy's not a career politician.
Yeah.
He's not a career politician. Excuse me. He's not there to push his own agenda.
Yep.
Okay. Career politicians, all they care about is pushing their own agenda, i.e. Mayor Martin in Stanford. All he wants to do is push his own agenda. He doesn't care about what actually goes on.
There's no
supervision in federal government, just like there's no supervision in municipal government. It just doesn't happen. And the reason it doesn't happen is because every politician has their own agenda and they all support one another's agendas. Where on the conservative side, we don't do that. Conservatives speak about what conservative government or conservative living is all about. We go to work every day. What you're plagued with now, you're plagued with guys like Chuck Schumer. We're all plagued with people like Chuck Schumer,
yep,
Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler. Okay? Look at their ages and then do the math. And you tell me when they graduated high school and when they graduated college.
Oh, I know.
It was all back in the 60s during the love, peace, yep, no war era. Okay? They're all a bunch of head cases.
Listen, if you don't have the term limits, this same routine that they're in, appeasing whoever's supporting them, because they don't give a crap about nobody else except the money that's coming in that supports them. It'll never stop. This hypocrisy will never stop. They definitely need term limits.
You've got a bunch of leftover flower children from the 60s running the country now.
Peace, brother.
Yeah. And what they couldn't get done in the 60s, they're going to try and get done now.
Yep.
And let me remind you, I mean, I don't know how old you guys are, but I'm old enough to remember Kent State. I'm old enough to remember Kent State.
Yep, I remember that too.
I'm old enough to remember Eisenhower. I'm old enough to remember Kennedy. I'm old enough to remember every president from Eisenhower to now.
Not Lincoln, I hope.
No, I'm only kidding. I'm not that old. but if you think about what went on in the 60s during the Flower Child movement,
yep.
Okay, somebody needs to tell these people that Woodstock was in 1969 and it ain't coming back, and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix are dead. Because they're still living in the 60s. They are. And they think they're going to push that 1960s Flower Child agenda through Congress and the Senate and ultimately the White House. And that's what they're doing. If you think about how liberal they were then, that's what they're doing now.
Well, like I said, they're going to support their backers too. And whatever their backers' agenda is, they're going to go with it.
In 1962, Nikita Khrushchev stood at the podium at the United Nations building in New York, and he took off his shoe.
I remember that.
He was pounding it on the podium, and in Russian he said, "We will take over the United States without even firing a shot."
Yeah.
And they did it. They did it through the colleges and the high school. That's how they did it. They infiltrated it through the teachers' unions and through the teachers, and by brainwashing these people to brainwash our children.
Yeah, it's messed up.
My two sons went to the University of Bridgeport and got thrown out of many classes for voicing conservative values.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they were baseball players and still got thrown out of many classes for voicing conservative values. Okay? So what does that tell you? It tells you right off the bat that the schools are indoctrinating the kids.
Yep.
It started with UC Berkeley back in the 60s, and it spread through the country through the colleges. And I saw something very interesting on Fox last night. I think it was Jesse Waters that was talking about it. You know how many colleges are segregated by choice?
No.
You want to talk about racism? The colleges segregate Asians, Blacks, White, they segregate people
with these clubs and with these different and with these different organizations in the schools. They segregate them. They segregate them with graduations.
Why?
Asian graduation. Asian graduation is one day. African American graduation is another day.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. I don't know, but it keeps racism alive.
So these colleges, that's the first time I'm hearing that. These colleges that are doing that,
Harvard, Yale, Brown.
But how severe is it, though? How severe is it?
It's severe to the point where they'll have multiple commencement ceremonies.
Hey, listen, Joe Biden must love that. Right.
Oh, of course, he's a racist.
Because he's a racist pig. He always was one. And and especially on stage. Remember when Kamala Harris said to him, I was that little girl on that bus.
Yeah. Where did you go? Where did you graduate high school from, Felix?
I was the first class in the new high school.
Stanford? Where? Stanford?
Greenwich.
Greenwich.
They just opened. They just built the building. And instead of going to the old high school, which is the Greenwich Town Hall, I went to the new one.
What year did you graduate?
I think, what was it? 72.
72.
He's two.
Yeah, I actually got drafted. I went through the whole process, and I used a box off, which I, you know, it's a long piece of paper. I was 17 going on 18, and the box I didn't check was soul survivorship. They don't have that now.
No.
And they were going to like lock me up for that. I says, I missed the box. What can I say?
You lied on a
form. I didn't lie on a form. I didn't see it. Damn it. I was high. All right.
Oh, truth comes out.
I was fucked up.
Thank you for sharing.
But anyhow, then they let me go.
Yeah.
They had no choice because I was, you know, there illegally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me ask you something. When you graduated,
yeah,
did Greenwich High have a separate graduation for the African American students?
No. Nope.
How many African American students were there at Greenwich High?
There was some.
There was a few.
Yeah.
Kenny
I don't know.
Bell.
Yeah.
Kenny Bell, Luke.
The Fosters were there, Robinson.
I don't know.
And recently my good friend Junie Foster, I have to say this, passed away. I lived next door to this man. He was a really great friend.
When he died?
Yeah, I was sad when I heard that. I spoke with Billy and Preston through Facebook, and it's sad because Junie was a really cool guy. Nice man.
What did he die from?
I don't know. I know they had to remove a leg from him. I don't know why, but the reason why I know this because I talked to him through Facebook. And the Fosters would have a party at the town park in memory of their mom. And I would go there all the time. And Junie really never showed up that much. And I miss him because I lived next door to him for like 14 years. And we were very close, you know, and it's sad. And, you know, they lost their other brother too, Brian, which is sad.
I have a recent graduation story. My son graduated from Rensselaer very recently. And at the whole, it isn't a giant school. It's a technical school, you know, aerospace engineering and physicists and that kind of thing. Everyone graduated together. But my son's experience was he lived in a dorm on the edge of campus. There are 33 rooms in the dorm, and 30 of them were occupied by Chinese students. There was one American on each floor. And it was very interesting. There was an adult on each, a Chinese adult on each floor with the Chinese students. And they kept to themselves. They went to classes by themselves. And the day they graduated, they left immediately after graduation because they were afraid the Chinese students were going to defect to the United States.
Mm.
And that's a different kind of story than when you're talking about segregating graduations. These boys live 4 years, all boys. It's a, unfortunately, not topic for another day.
Talk about living in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they lived a segregated life their entire campus, 4 years of campus. It's very interesting how they kept them separate. I just thought
Sun Young Moon did that to the University of Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Reverend Sun Young Moon did that to the University of Bridgeport. Enrollment was down to like 1,200 students. And and then all of a sudden, the University of Bridgeport, they had new people come in. Moon sold it. Got rid of it. And they brought in a whole new staff and a new president and everything else. And enrollment went up to like 3,500, 4,000 students.
Unbelievable.
And that was after they sold, they had sold their law school, and it jumped up that much without the law school.
Yep.
Okay.
The Chinese people have been trying to infiltrate this country for a long, long time.
Right.
More so than the Russians.
Corey's back in the house. Corey, you want to say something?
Oh, I'm just listening right now. But yeah, I'll chime in a second.
Well, I agreed with Corey's comment about Trump being the least corrupt leader we've had in decades, which the only other presidents we've ever had in the past, like, you know, like 60 years were Reagan and Kennedy. But I would imagine if Reagan and Kennedy were still here, they would probably not even recognize their respective political parties today. And
exactly.
You know, and, you know, and Kennedy had even explored, you know, wanting to rid America of the Federal Reserve Bank and us being a country with zero national debt. But the professional political class of that day, which is still very much alive and well today, you know, weren't going to have it.
Yep.
And then Reagan, while, you know, he may not be perfect, you know, he was a very great communicator, and that's why he earned the title of great communicator.
Yeah, he was. I think he was one of our greatest presidents.
And I think a video worth, well, one video of Reagan's you have to look for is his 1964 Time of Choosing, when he was campaigning for Barry Goldwater. And in that speech, he talks about, you know, we have a rendezvous with destiny.
Yep.
But I would certainly encourage y'all to watch the whole 30 minutes of it. And you would probably come out thinking like, gee, Reagan was right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back to the comment that was made earlier about conservatives in the United States. If in fact there are as many conservatives as we think there are, just, you know, spread apart, the most effective tool the liberals have against us, I'm conservative, is the tool of fear. And with this COVID thing, it's been more effective than ever, I think. And I don't know how to regroup the conservatives and gain the courage we need to move forward.
Yep.
Well, the Roosevelt said one thing we have to all fear is fear itself.
Uh-huh. And COVID maybe, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a third party is the only option, honestly. I think to break up the system and to kind of throw a kink into everything would be to start a third party and get enough of a movement where you're challenging, you know, the two-party system on a real level. And I think that would,
I agree with Corey on that. Yeah. I really thought that Trump, and maybe he still will, he said he won't.
It's too old.
Create a third party.
Oh, he'll create a third party.
Because he has a huge following.
Yeah.
If anybody can do it, he can. Call it some freedom movement party or something. You know?
Well, I think you're going to see Trump in mainstream media. That's where I think Trump is going to make his comeback. I don't think he's going to make a comeback.
I agree.
I think he's going to start a media company, and he's going to start flooding the airways with conservative.
Well, he should.
Conservative.
Exactly. That would be effective.
Well, listen, guys, my hour's almost up. Next week, I'm normally on every Friday. So, guys, if you're new here, if you're new on Podbean, listening to my show, follow me. Please follow me and like me.
I already have.
Well, I'm already following you too, Corey. If I may, before I leave, I want to let friends of the This Swap Doesn't Lie podcast know that this Thursday on Podbean is Eric Kirk Appreciation Day, which that's me. And I certainly encourage people to check out other great Podbean shows like Chit Chat with the Old Man, The John DeVito Show, Cummings' Culture, The Slightly Serious Show, Trice Talk, and a few other great shows I'll be on that day.
All right. And I have listened to The Old Man. He's good. I like
him. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Next week.
Right. Good night, folks.
Listen. Friday, we're talking about the vaccine again because it's important.
And what's the title on Friday?
We don't have a title yet.
Yes, you do. The juice.
To be decided, I guess.
It's Lucifer's juice. And I want you guys to call in. Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be talking about Lucifer's vaccine.
And, all right, Felix.
All right, guys. Listen, all Felix. Of you, be safe. Be safe you out too. There. All right.
All right.
God bless you all.
Love you. God bless you. And we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy your week coming up.
You too, guys. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to be heading out. Heading out, people.
Time for your song.
It's time for my heading out song. And here it is. And before I play the whole song, I'm going to end the live cast video. And Michael, call in next week. You be safe, brother. That's a good man here. Michael Cirillo. Good man. You be safe also. I'm going to shut down the live feed at Facebook because they'll cancel my video because I'm playing my favorite song because they suck.
Okay.
Later, people. And now, let me end the video here. And now, my Podbean friends, follow me, like me, download my videos. I've almost got 3,000 downloads. So you guys,
they rock.
You guys rock, man. Podbean is where it's at. You are the man. Everyone, be safe, people. Be safe. Woohoo! Chilla luna, mezzumare, mamma mia. Yeah, be safe, people. And my co-host, Ann.
Have a great week, everyone.
Oh, yeah. All right, people, later. Be safe. Ciao, Bella. Oh!